Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. I'm here speaking to our good friend, Christina Fontanelli. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Paul. I'm fine, thank you. It's good to be part of the good news.
Well, you're always part of the good news. As long as I know you, I haven't seen a bad news moment.
thank you, Paul, and vice versa, you know?
All righty. So tell us, the great international songbook, Baruch College, Sunday, May 15th, 4 p.m., third annual, and I've been there before, and it is marvelous. So tell us about what's happening this year.
Okay. I was so happy you could join us, and I had this vision for this wonderful journey through the world through song, and we're promoting it as world peace through song. I'm blessed because in my career I've traveled to so many places, including Japan, Korea, China, started my career in the Catskill Mountains, learned how to sing in Yiddish. So we will represent 10 countries, at least 10 languages, on Sunday, with incredible guests. I have incredible musicians coming. Lenny Feldman is a world-class accordionist. I was on tour with him on a world tour with the Mantovani Orchestra and throughout the United States. He will bring the flavor of a French Parisian cafe. He'll bring the German and polka. And he's an incredible virtuoso on the accordion and also will play the Russian saber dance, etc. We have John LaBarbera, an incredibly gifted musician that I've had play for me on my Christmas shows, mandolin, for many years. But he also plays like 7 other stringed instruments. So he will be playing the mandolin, the guitar, the balalaika, the bouzouki, as we take you on a journey around the world. Musically, and then we have these two adorable child ballroom dancers, Simone Tamburello, 7 years old, and Jonah Mussolino, 8 years old, and they'll perform the rumba and the cha-cha. And then we have a little mini third grader Chinese prodigy that plays the violin. He's coming in from the Abraham Goodman House, the school there, to play on the violin. We'll have a beautiful, lovely MC. I was a guest on her television program. Her program is called Brindiamo, and her name is Ornella Fado. I'm looking forward to having her as our MC. And I hope, and then other guests. We're inviting a singer, a Russian singer. I get everything to you, but I hope that we have Paul Sladkus of the Good News Broadcasting in our audience as well.
Yes, you shall. You will.
Oh, good.
Always happy to be there. And, you know, I love your show. It brings such happiness. And I can't recommend it more highly because, you know, you're all about peace and love and harmony. And not to mention you're extraordinarily talented in that. After all of this and after, like, you know, sharing the stage with so many, You're a great, 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 great singer. You're an entertainer. You're fantastic.
Aw, thank you, Paul. You know, it's so funny because you probably know that a lot of people in show business, when I first started, I was so shy. I actually went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. I did not expect to be a singer, not really. And many, many, many entertainers are shy. I was so shy, so it's kind of a miracle. On a stage, I was never shy, you know, but I had to learn in real life not to be so shy, kind of meld my real-life persona with the one that goes on the stage. So my joy, really, it was never enough for me to stand on a stage and sing, even though that alone is incredible. I really, really love to communicate with my audience and make them laugh and make them cry and tell a story and raise people up. And as you know, we spoke about this in the past, the kind of music that I sing is very accessible. My shows run the gamut from opera to crossover to classic songs of the world, but they're always entertaining, I'm told. But also, your audience should know because it's the Good News Broadcasting, and it's my mission to start to get this out into the world, that classical music has been scientifically proven to lower people's blood pressure, lower their cholesterol, It's been scientifically proven that children that listen, babies and children that listen to classical music, learn better. I love this story about a farm, I think it was in Sweden, where they had cows, and they were playing over the loudspeaker Britney Spears, and the cows were going berserk. So then they put on classical music, and the cows were peaceful and calm and made better milk. It's been proven that merino sheep, where they get the wool, if they listen to classical music, will right. provide better wool. So, you know, your audience should really know that it's not only the taste in society. Like, we don't have that kind of platform for classical music, opera, good music, crossover music. You know, it's harder to get a space in the public eye nowadays, but it's urgently important, in my opinion.
Yes, no, I'm with you totally. In fact, I used to have a buddy who wrote a book called Beethoven's Anvil, and he wrote, in essence, exactly what you're speaking about. And I happen to know, and we started the Brain series on PBS with Michael Tilson Thomas, who leads the San Francisco Philharmonic.
Absolutely.
This is all good stuff, good news. Tell us where we can get tickets, and can we still get some?
Yes. Please. It's thanks to nice people like you that helped me get the word out. There are still tickets. I mean, we've sold quite a few, but there's definitely room for more. And the Ovation Tix number to get them is 866-811-4111. That's 866-811-4111. And then they are online at ovationtix.com. You type in Baruch. It's at Baruch College, Baruch Performing Arts Center, which is at 24th Street in Lexington in New York City. The paid guests will also be invited to our wine reception after the concert. So it's lovely because it's not only the music and getting together that way. We also have this lovely reception, which you've been a part of in the past, where we can all get to know each other and say hi and have some fun. I want to mention that some of the songs will include La Vie en Rose, Granada, the famous O Sole Mio, you know, songs in Japanese and German. And we'll take some requests maybe even. Who knows?
You're fantastic. All right, two quick questions. What's good news for you, Christina?
Oh, my God. Good news for me is being able to use the gift that God gave me, having the courage to do this in this world. It takes tremendous effort and everything, but I'm very blessed to use the gift that God gave me.
Last question. What does peace mean to you? And I know this is in your soul.
Oh, Paul, thank you. Yeah, peace. That's it. That's in my soul. Peace is everything. Most of the stuff that's not happening in the world today. Peace is being a friend with Paul Slackus and the Good News Broadcasting Company.
Well, and vice versa. Okay, well, we'll see you on Sunday. So everybody, go to that website. We're going to put the information here and make it quite easy for you to pick up some tickets. And I look forward to as I do each year. Congratulations and continued success. I think tonight you're even singing the national
anthem. Oh, I'm singing Yiddish too. I forgot to tell you. We've got to make sure your audience knows that.
Sei gesund, they say in Yiddish.
Sei gesund.
Go in good health. All right, you have such energy, and you're all about everybody else, and thanks for being this way. All righty.
Thank you, Paul. Okay, ci vediamo, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen.
Ciao.
Ciao.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye, Paul, thank you.
Okay.